Well, it was another win for the Patriots. The team's 22-17 victory over the New York Jets on the road yesterday was the 500th Patriots win in team history. It was also the 200th career victory for quarterback Tom Brady.
It means I've been a part of a lot of really great teams with great coaches and great teammates, and I've had a lot of great support over the years, so hopefully we can keep winning. Never gets old.
That ties Brady and Peyton Manning as the quarterbacks with the most victories in NFL history. Well, joining us to break down the Patriots win, as he does every Monday, is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese. Morning, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Deborah. Thanks for having me.
So a 5-point victory, and the Patriots still lead the AFC East. But, you know, it was back and forth, a close game with a team, as you noted last week, that's far from a powerhouse this year. So how do you think fans should look at this game?
Well, Deborah, I think this was the Patriots' best win of the season, but there's a difference. It wasn't their best performance. They did not play very well in the early parts of the game, but they really turned it on in the final probably 10 minutes or so of the game. And when you look at what Bill Belichick sort of looks for when he measures the best teams that he's had in his 17 years as coach of the Patriots, the areas he always looks to are the team's physical and mental toughness, and also how the team rises up in the clutch and critical situations. And that's really what this game was all about for the Patriots, finding a way to win when they don't have their best performance. And that's what the best teams in football do, because it's really hard to bring your A game every week of the year.
Well, let's talk about some of the physical things. Rob Gronkowski was back after suffering a chest injury 2 weeks ago, but he didn't last long. He left with a back injury. Should the team proceed cautiously with Gronk going forward? What do you think about that?
Well, always with Rob Gronkowski, a cautious approach is the way to go, because we see how valuable he is to their offense when he's healthy. The problem has been keeping him healthy. And, you know, you mentioned last week he didn't play because of the chest injury, and he came back in this game and only played 7 offensive snaps before walking off to the locker room with what the team called a back injury, and he did not return. Now, the early indication is that the back injury isn't anything too significant that should keep him out for an extended period of time. But, Deborah, I think also, too, we have to look at history and realize sometimes with Gronkowski, these reports can fluctuate, and you never quite know exactly the severity of the injury, but it looks like the Patriots did avoid a serious scare with him in this situation.
And then, of course, quarterback Tom Brady. He had missed a few practices ahead of the game because of a knee injury. He was listed as questionable. He did play. We said he did well, but did he look like himself?
He did not look like himself in the early going. He was sailing passes. Tom Brady's accuracy and his decision-making are the two things that are sort of his calling card as a quarterback. And as the game got into the fourth quarter, and, you know, one play into the fourth quarter, Tom Brady was having a day that was very un-Tom Brady-like. And then what happened? They get into sort of the critical moments, the time when games are either won or lost, and a play or two will determine the outcome. And that's when Tom Brady has often been at his best over his career, and that's when he was at his best in this game. And you saw the reaction from his teammates. They knew what he was playing through, a pretty significant knee injury, and they all rallied around him, and he really rallied to raise his game up in the critical moments.
And rookie wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell, what has he done, do you think, to become a bigger part of the offense?
Well, he was a big story in this game with 2 touchdown catches and, of course, scoring the winning touchdown. And for rookie wide receivers in the Patriots, with the Patriots, with Tom Brady as the quarterback, they usually don't have a lot of success. And a big part of that is it takes a lot to earn Tom Brady's trust, to know, you know, that you're going to be in the right place and that Tom Brady can trust you. The fact that Malcolm Mitchell, a 4th-round draft choice out of the University of Georgia, has done that already, is a really important storyline for the Patriots. He played 34 offensive snaps, and Tom Brady's really counting on him in the critical situations. We don't see that too often with the Patriots teams under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
All right, Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. He also provides regular analysis for WBUR's Morning Edition. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you next week after the home game against the Rams.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.